It started out with an email received by Trinity University's assistant professor, Catherine O'Rourke.
Catherine, you're not going to believe this. We have made this amazing discovery. I can't even tell you over email what it is. It's so exciting.
An intern named Jason had been sent to the basement to archive old files.
Pretty typical intern grunt work, frankly.
But he found something that gave him pause.
Jason opened this and said, oh my gosh, what is this?
That basement was at Ford Powell and Carson's architecture offices. The sketches were those of people working there and of architect O'Neill Ford.
Ford himself is widely regarded as Texas's most important 20th century architect.
He designed Trinity University and one of San Antonio's two most recognizable structures.
The Tower of the Americas.
The drawings the intern had found were extensive. Everything from furniture and fixtures for the La Vieta redesign the firm did in the 50s to other interesting designs.
Murchison Tower here at Trinity, the University of Dallas Tower as well.
There's also alternative versions of the Tower of the Americas.
Yes, yeah, there, and that's really exciting as well. We see really radically different alternatives for the top of the tower.
These are going to be exhibited, right?
The exhibition opens this Thursday, September 13th.
And I stumbled across this surprise about O'Neill Ford.
He actually was not formally educated and yet did a great deal of work for educational institutions.
Are you saying that probably the most famous architect in Texas did not have an architecture degree?
That's right.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
We've pictures of those sketches and exhibition details at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.